The New Jersey Council of the Blind, Chronicle, July 2011. We thank AudioVision, the radio reading service of the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, for the use of their recording studio to produce the cassette and digital formats that are aired on AudioVision at www.audiovision-nj.org and our website www.njcouncilofthblind.org. We thank John Hart of AudioVision and our webmaster Dave Casterline for their technical assistance. The Chronicle is read by Bob Lucas. The New Jersey Council of the Blind's mission is to strive for the betterment of the blind and visually impaired community. The purpose of this publication is to provide a forum for the free exchange of ideas, opinions, and information that concern blind and visually impaired people. The New Jersey Council of the Blind is a 501c3 corporation, and all gifts are tax-deductible. Tax-deductible donations should be sent to the treasurer of NJCB. Four quarterly newsletters are sent to members free of charge in either large print, audio cassette, or email. Non-members may request the NJCB Chronicle by email, and for an annual donation of $5 may receive copies in large print or on cassette. In order to make the Chronicle better, we need and appreciate information from our chapters, from individuals, and from agencies and other outside groups and organizations which serve the blind and visually impaired. Articles to be included in the NJCB Chronicle, requests for copies of the newsletter or membership information, should be sent to NJCB, 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638. They may also be emailed to njcouncilofthblind@verizon.net or phoned to 609-882-2446. All information must be received by September 1st to be included in the next issue of the Chronicle. You may obtain the current and back issues of the Chronicle and other information from our website at www.njcouncilofthblind.org. The NJCB officers are President John Vernon, 447 Bellevue Avenue, Apartment 7I, Trenton, New Jersey, 08618, 609-392-3674. First Vice President Frank Schack, 973-595-0116. Second Vice President Joyce Soa, 732-596-9675. Secretary Ottilie Lucas, 609-882-2446, and Treasurer Bob Lucas, 609-882-2446, 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638. End of article. Meeting notice. The next quarterly meeting of NJCB will be hosted by the New Jersey Blind Citizens Association, BCA, at Camp Happiness on Saturday, July 16, 2011. A picnic lunch will be served at 12 noon. The meeting will begin at 1 p.m. and will be over at about 4 p.m. In order for them to prepare enough food, call the BCA office at 732-291-0878 by July 8 to let them know that you are coming. One person from each organization can call with a group count. We are looking forward to seeing you there. Directions. Take Route 36 to Leonardo, New Jersey, in northern Monmouth County. Turn toward the shore onto Leonard Avenue in Leonardo, NJ. Turn right onto Burlington Avenue. The meeting will be on the right, starting at the picnic grounds at Camp Happiness. End of article. President's Message. Hello, fellow NJCB members. The past 4 days, the temperature has been in the 90s with clear skies. I guess that summer is truly not far off. Good. Summer is my favorite season. The past quarter has indeed been active in the state of New Jersey. Budget restraints in our Garden State have been all-consuming. The Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired has been hit with a $1.5 million budget reduction. They will accomplish this reduction by eliminating its 2010-month contracted teaching staff. This is a reduction of one-third of the teaching staff for preschool through high school students. The remaining 40 12-month contracted teachers will be expected to meet this new challenge. These teachers will now be in the field 9 days out of 10 and only 1 day in the office. Previously, they were in the field working with their students 4 days a week and in the office the fifth day. These teachers will be given new iPads so that they can now complete the reports daily or even hourly rather than weekly, as was done up until now. It has been reported that the number of blind children being served statewide has been going down during the past few years, although John Reif reports that the number of blind children being served in the central region has actually gone up. Another reduction in the Commission's budget is coming from the elimination of the summer week-long camping program. There will, however, be some daily adventures for our students. These daily opportunities include Disney's Beauty and the Beast in Newark on July 25th, Rocking Horse Ranch in West Orange on July 10th, 17th, and 25th, the Atlantic Riding Center on July 24th, and Camelback Water Park, Turnersville, PA, on August 6th. If you have any questions, please contact Sarah Wolf at 973-623-5027 or at sarah.wolf, that's two F's, at dhs.state.nj.us. Two students from New Jersey have made it to the final competition in the Braille experience. They will be traveling to California for the final round in July. The Central Regional Office will be replacing a social worker with an additional rehabilitation teacher to help seniors with technology. They will assist such items as online services, bill paying, emailing family and friends, etc. It should be noted that the seniors must already have their own computer and be hooked up with their own service provider. Please don't forget our night at the Trenton Thunder baseball game on Friday, July 29th at Waterfront Park in Trenton. I look forward to being with everyone for our quarterly meeting at Camp Happiness on July 16th. May good health, happiness, love, and joy be with you. All the best. John Vernon, President. End of the article. Come to the MCAB picnic. The Mercer County Association of the Blind's picnic will be at the Trenton Elks on Saturday, August 6, 2011. There's always lots of homemade food and great fellowship. Let Bob or Audley know if you would like to come. Call 609-882-2446 or email audley at verizon.net before July 15th. Date, Saturday, August 6, 2011. Time, 12 noon to about 4 p.m. Cost, free to MCAB members and $5 for all others. Place, Trenton Elks Lodge, 42 Decoux Avenue in West Trenton. The cross street is Parkway Avenue. 609-638-4232. That's Bob Lucas's cell phone. Directions. From the north, take Route 31 south, turn right onto Route 95 south, 1 mile south of the Pennington Circle. Get off at exit 2, turning right toward West Trenton. Turn left at the second traffic light, West Upper Ferry Road. Turn right onto Decoux Avenue where the road bends right. If you go under the railroad overpass, you've gone too far. The Elks Lodge is on the left where Decoux Avenue bends to the right. Or take Route 1 south and take Route 95 south after passing Mercer Mall on the right and Quaker Bridge Mall on the left. Get off at exit 2 and follow the above directions. From the east, take Route 195 west to Route 295 north, which becomes Route 95 south. Get off at exit 2 and follow the above directions. From the south, take Route 206, Route 130, Route 295 or Turnpike North to Bordentown. Pick up Route 295 North, which becomes Route 95 South. Get off at Exit 2 and follow the above directions. Have a safe trip, and we hope to see you there. And that's the end of the article. Lauren Casey honored at Covering the Bases. On Friday, July 29, 2011, the New Jersey Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, and the Trenton Thunder baseball team will join together to celebrate the talent and potential of people who are blind and visually impaired. Lauren Casey, our immediate past president, is one of the 7 individuals who will be honored at this ceremony. Congratulations, Lauren. End of article. The current state of cell phone accessibility. Following are excerpts from an article written by Darren Burton in the June 2011 issue of American Foundation for the Blind's Access World. Quote, I thought it would be helpful to include a roundup of what each of the four national service providers, AT&T, Verizon Wireless, Sprint, and T-Mobile, has to offer as far as accessible devices. Access World readers familiar with my articles on Apple's products know I am a huge fan of the iPhone. Its built-in voice-over screen reader and zoom magnification feature, as well as its compatibility with wireless braille displays, are unparalleled in the mobile device landscape. Now available from both AT&T and Verizon Wireless, I highly recommend the iPhone to our readers who want a mobile device that is both powerful and fully accessible. Mine rarely leaves my side as I use it as a web browser, book reader, music player, and to keep up with my email. With all the third-party apps available, such as money identifiers, GPS tools, and barcode scanners, there seem to be unlimited possibilities for the iPhone. We're also seeing early optical character recognition, OCR apps, and I hear that a Bookshare app is right around the corner. AT&T was the first to offer the very accessible iPhone, and it continues to do so. In addition to the latest model, the iPhone 4, AT&T also offers the iPhone 3GS at a discounted price of $49. In early 2011, to the delight of their customers with vision loss, Verizon Wireless began offering the iPhone with the same accessibility features as the AT&T iPhone. The only difference we found between the phones offered by these two providers is that you can't browse the web via the cellular network while on a call on the Verizon phone. You can, however, browse the web while on a call if you have an active Wi-Fi connection. Verizon's Samsung Haven is a basic phone with a speech output that supports every single feature on the phone. Sprint offers several Android phones, but does not cover the cost for mobile speak. As far as feature phones, Sprint's LG Lotus has accessibility features similar to other LG phones. Sprint also offers the Motorola i580 and i880, which provide speech output for several features. T-Mobile has not made much effort to comply with federal mandates to accommodate people with vision loss. The company has never offered discounts on screen readers for smartphones, nor has it offered any meaningful accessibility in the feature phones it carries. I've seen significant improvement in mobile phone accessibility over the past 8 years, but we still have a way to go. As it stands, I can't say that the industry has fully complied with the spirit of federal accessibility mandates. Obviously, Microsoft has to step up to the plate and develop real accessibility with the new phones it offers. If and when Microsoft does that, I hope the company will follow Apple's example and build in comprehensive accessibility to every device at no extra cost. Accessibility will only grow in importance as mobile devices get more powerful and mobile computing becomes an even more intricate part of our daily lives. We can only hope that industry truly embraces accessibility and fully complies with the spirit of federal accessibility mandates. And that's the end of that article. FYI, for your information. New Internet Resource. There's a new resource on the Internet called Helping the Blind and Visually Impaired. It is run by Christine Chaikin. For more information, go to www.visuallyimpairedandtheblind.com. She has also created a group and a page on Facebook called Helping the Blind and Visually Impaired. To join this group, sign into Facebook. Then, in the search box, type Helping the Blind and Visually Impaired and click on the search icon. Then, when the next page comes up, click on the button that says Request to Join, and it is the third link that you want to click the request to join button on. Bookport Plus now works wireless. American Printing House for the Blind's Bookport Plus, a portable digital talking book player slash recorder, now has Wi-Fi connectivity. And that's the end of that article. 2011-2012 NJCB Scholarship Committee, Second Quarterly Report Update. Current committee members, Chris Ward, Lauren Casey, and Bob Collins. As of Friday, May 27th, the NJCB College Scholarship Committee has done the following. An initial working draft of the 2011-2012 NJCB scholarship application was completed. The draft includes all the major components of the scholarship application. Eligible students range from graduating high school seniors through graduate-level candidates. In addition, a TRIO program director from Georgian Court University of Lakewood has been contacted. The TRIO, T-R-I-O, program is a U.S. Department of Education program designed to help students with disabilities have special accommodations provided throughout their course of study at many major colleges and universities. More work will be done to improve the scholarship application, including any adjustments deemed necessary by this committee via phone conference. The next step will be to distribute the revised application to high school as well as other eligible students. It is hoped within the month of June, several eligible students will have applied for this scholarship, whereupon a deserving recipient will be determined by this committee. At the quarterly meeting held in Camp Happiness, additional developments will be presented to the NJCB membership. Submitted by Christopher Ward, Acting Chairman. And that's the end of that article. Chapter Reports. Garden State Guide Dog Users. GSGDUI held a meeting and picnic at the home of Vicki and Ricky Curley on Saturday, June 11th. Vicki Curley has agreed to be our chapter delegate for GDUI this July in Reno. We in GSGDUI thank you, Vicki. Our board member, Audley Lucas, will be the NJCB delegate in Reno. Our little chapter is certainly represented. One of our members, Susan Vanino, recently returned from Seeing Eye with her second guide dog. She has a male black lab named Kua. Susan and her trainer have decided to call him Q for short. We wish Susan all the best with Q. Wishing all of you a good summer, Lauren Casey, GSGDUI President. Mercer County Association of the Blind. We had a full spring with speakers at our monthly meetings and a dinner dance generously hosted by the Trenton Elks. Stan Partica again supplied the music for our listening and dancing pleasure. Now that summer is here, we are planning many activities. Our association will be having picnics and a night out with CBVI and TBBC at the Trenton Thunder. Some of our members will be attending the ACB Conference Convention in Reno. We are looking forward to our picnic at the Elks on August 6th. We hope to see many of you at Camp Happiness on July 16th for the NJCB quarterly meeting. Have a fun and enjoyable summer. New Jersey Blind Citizens Association. No report. And that's the end of the article. Mark your calendar. Saturday, July 16th, 2011. The quarterly meeting of NJCB will be held at Camp Happiness in Leonardo, New Jersey from 12 noon to about 4 p.m. See the details in a prior article. Friday, July 29th, 2011. Covering the bases at the Trenton Thunder. Saturday, August 6th, 2011. Mercer CAB Summer Picnic at the Trenton Elks on Decoux Avenue in West Trenton. See details and directions in the prior article. Saturday, October 29th, 2011. NJCB Quarterly Meeting at Grace Lutheran Church in Perth Amboy. Details and directions will be in the October issue of the NJCB Chronicle. Saturday, January 28th, 2012. Quarterly Meeting at the Trinity United Methodist Church in Ewing. Watch for details and directions in the January issue of the NJCB Chronicle. And that's the end of the article. Note, disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this newsletter are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the New Jersey Council of the Blind, officers and/or members. The editor reserves the right to edit articles submitted for both space and content. And that's the end of that article. Those of you receiving the Chronicle on cassette tape, when you're finished reading this, please remember to return it by flipping the card over in the mailer, and including the tape, and returning it to the address on the card. Thank you. That's the end of this article, and that's the end of the July 2011 New Jersey Chronicle.